Kina, he goes through the different things that piece by piece that we lost out in the Beis HaMikdash. One of them is towards the end, Neir Marav Kova. The Neir Marav was Nichbe. The menorah was gone, was dimmed, and v'simchas beis ha'sheiva, and we lost the simchas beis ha'sheiva. So not easy to understand what's the kesher between the two. It does say, derech Muslim, they used to use wicks and oil and light up and dance with the fire and simchas beis ha'sheiva. So there was some sort of element of Eish, but certainly not the Menorah, no real Shaykhs in Menorah. So it's somewhere along the line, there's a Pnimius Inyan of the Ner verse and the Simcha. We have an Inyan of, Chazal say, not everybody's Be'oira, Erzer Ola Tzadik. Well, Yishalev Simcha, so Tzadikim of Oira, and Yishalev of Simcha. So there seemed to be some sort of match between the Musig of Oira and the Musig of Simcha. Kabda Shemburim is a Pchin of Kavit, but the Kesha one with another. So the Oira is Marbel, the reason why we light oirs, we light candles in Shabbos, Yontif is oirs marbas simcha, and so on. We have the saying in Simcha Kataras HaSfekis, it's a saying of Kadmonim, that whenever a person is walking in darkness, the person is distraught. In other words, a person who is not able to see or understand what's happening, person is ogum, nafsha gumalov. It doesn't quite feel, there's no happiness there. A person could be doing well, but if he doesn't know what's happening and so on, he's not going to feel the simcha. When things become clear to a person, in that saying of in simcha kataras asfekis, when there's a moment of light and the person is in command of and understanding of a situation, that brings a simcha. So oira and simcha, both of them have in themselves a common denominator. So the Neir Maravi and the Simcha Sarev have nothing in common in terms of Veda practically. But if you ask ourselves two nekudas that the Beis HaMikdash brought to the world, was Oir and was Simcha. And it wasn't two separate nekudas. It was the same reason. When a person is Holech B'choshech, a person's nefesh is Ogumalav. It's very hard. And when I'm struggling along and I can't see and I don't know where I'm going, why I'm doing it, what I'm doing, a person cannot be satisfied with what he's doing. When a person sees, when a person has horror, miras inayim, so a person is besimcha, because that's the nature of it, is whenever our seichel das are in command of the situation, we're besimcha. The Beis HaMikdash was the horror of the world, the Neir Maravi, Shul Oira, the Kolayim Kula Hoylech. It's the Pchinas Neir and its manifestation of Torah and so on was the horror where we're able to see and we had a certain clarity of what was happening, why it was happening. Nevuah gave us a certain clarity. So even if you knew something difficult was going to happen, but you understood why it's happening, and you understood what's needed to fix it, And we were able to deal with it. Since once we plunge into darkness, and ve'eni itoni yodea adma, I mean, we spoke about Moed, ve'eni itoni yodea adma means, and nobody knows. I mean, people constantly pester us, so why did this happen? What happened? What tikkun should I do? What takana? What school? Or what whatever? The truth is, we're in darkness. And we're lost. And we know that there's something expected, and we know that something's wanted of us, but for most of the part, we're at a loss. We don't have. The Oyer Ha'olam is gone. And like Chazal said about Basra, about Hordas, he was Machshich Oyer Ha'olam, he should rebuild it. Beis HaMikdash is called the Oyer of the world. It means through the Beis HaMikdash, we could see, we had clarity and understood more than anything else, and we fooled ourselves to thinking that we could possibly reach any level of clarity at any darga. Yes, it's a little bit better if it's like a blind man who knows how to feel with his finger is a little bit better than a blind man who can't do that. But we're not doing more than feeling with our fingers. When we bring this Ablon Beis HaMikdash, it's all of that, just like we spoke before about the Katanistim. The worst part of it is we didn't know what we're supposed to do. It wasn't as if we knew right and wrong and what you're supposed to do, what you're not supposed to do, and it was big Yitzhahara. We were clueless. It was such a dark choshech that we don't know. And, you know, it's a meishem chom ocher. There's no understanding. And that's all because there's one oyer in the world. And one emetzeshem will have back that oyer, then simple will come to the world. A person, if he knows what he's doing and where he's going and where he's getting to, so hardships are hardships, but at least I know the score. A person wanders and wanders and wanders, and it's like a drunken man staggering around trying to find his way home, and he just keeps getting back and back in the same circle. That's our churban. So the Ne'em Aravi and Simchas Sheva, I don't know of the practical kesher, but mitzad, what we have from it, it's the same. When we have Ha'aretz Inayim and Havana, then we have Simchas HaChayim.